Paula Brumbelow, a Philadelphia city planner, points out that there are actually two different kinds of flooding, and each is regulated in a different way. First is the sort of flooding that happens when rivers and streams get too much water and rise. That sort of flooding is covered by FEMA flood maps and includes areas in and close to the river, called floodways, as well as a larger area called a floodplain.
If you have an ice chest and you already have water in it, and then you put a bunch of blocks in it, which count as your buildings, when the water comes down from the rain, it's actually going to fill the ice chest up quicker because you have a lot of buildings and construction in there. If you did not have those buildings, the water level would sink.
Brumbelow says in those flood-prone areas, federal regulations allow docks, trails, roadways, and bridges to be built. But she says new homes located in the floodplain must be at least 18 inches above the maximum height that FEMA anticipates the floodwaters could reach.
The city follows the FEMA regulations for building within a floodplain, so we limit construction in floodway zones to ensure that they don't create a increase in base flood elevation. In the special flood hazard area, which most people would consider the 100-year floodplain.
In floodplains, Brumbelow says, non-residential structures like parking garages can be built lower than homes, but with precautions, such as inclusion of drains and the careful placement of wall outlets. The other kind of flooding is caused by stormwater and falls outside FEMA regulations. Brumbelow says there are no restrictions on building in areas that are vulnerable to stormwater flooding. But she says to help reduce stormwater flooding in the city, Philadelphia has new stormwater regulations that require builders of new construction to control their runoff by managing stormwater on site. For WHYY News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.